In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today is the Gospel when Jesus Christ said to Zacchaeus, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house." For the reading, from the readings of on Sundays, today is the third Sunday in Tut. And as we know that Tut is the third, the first month in the Coptic calendar. And in the beginning of the year, our church tried to insist on a very important point, which is where we will go. If you remember, the last time when we discussed about that, when the last Sunday in the year, in the Coptic year, we said that we have to take a training that the next year, it will be the last year in my life. Next year, or this year, will be the last year in my life. Then what I have to do? And if I recognize this, that this year, it will be the last one, and I have to offer God everything before meeting Him, then I have to recognize also that where is my life, and I have to know where I am going. That's why in the beginning of this year, the first month, all the reason according to or related to the repentance. And first one, for example, when St. John the Baptist, when we talk about St. John the Baptist, who the first one who called and called all the people, please repent, Jesus Christ has come. And the second one, when the rich man came to Jesus Christ, I need to follow you. You need to follow me? Okay, change your life. Then the meaning of repentance is to change. The meaning of repentance is to change. Then I have to finalize it first, or I have to recognize where is this my sin and where is exactly my problem. Then I have to change. The repentance in the third, on this Sunday, it's a life or an example, a practical example, when Zacchaeus decides to change and to come back to God. And when the meaning of repentance, when we said before, that's to change. And I have to ask myself in the beginning of this year, what is exactly my desires? My desire is to stay with God. My desires to talk to God all the day. My desires to praise God, my desires to open the Bible to read about God, or another things. What is exactly my desires? And this is exactly what I have to do. I have to know my desires in my life. What I have to do in my life? It's only to study and to have my life, and I have my family, and I have my kids, and I have to work, and I forgot God. That's why all the readings in this, especially for the first month, to come to, please, can you change? And the third Sunday is a practical lesson when Zacchaeus said, "I'm coming to you, my God. Finally, I need you. I don't want anything except you." Then for repentance, to repent, we have to know today the motives of repentance. This is exactly like three tracks. We will go now to the end of the life, to the heaven, but there is like three tracks, or we have to go through the three ways. The first one of first motives is the motive of fear. The second one is the motive of hope. And the third one is the motive of love. I can go and reach God and arrive to the heaven through the way of fear, or the hope, or love. And the shortest one is the love. Let's go through the three ways or the three motives to know what is exactly. First one, the fear of God. If I have no spiritual life, if I have nothing in my relationship with God, I have to be afraid. I have to be afraid because he said like this in Jeremiah 8:20, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. Day over day, year after year, and where am I now? What is my relationship with God? I did any evaluation with myself to find where I am now? What is my position with God? Nothing. I have to be afraid. And I have to be afraid because I will meet him and he'll ask me. He will ask, Habibi, what you did? I give you all the life. I give you everything. To enjoy your life, to do anything. But still, I'm calling you. I try to knock the door, to open the door to me, for me, but nothing. You didn't open the door. Why? And by the end of the day, I can't say anything. He gave me already all my life to do what? Like, to love him. Then the first one, the first way to reach God, in first, if I have no relationship, then I have to be afraid. And it's exactly, for example, like a paralytic man, when Jesus Christ healed him, he went back to the temple and he met him. And he told him, please, exactly what is written here. And he told him exactly that you may not. This word, don't back again and do the sin that you may not. Don't do it again. And this is exactly what Jesus Christ, he forgive our sins to infinity. But at some point, he will tell me, kifaya. It's exactly what he said that Jesus Christ tried to tell me every time. I fall in the sin and I come back again to him and I confess and I repent. I try to repent. It's okay. Good. Then by the end of the day, Jesus Christ like knocked the door. No, Habibi. Kifaya. Kifaya what? What's the meaning of kifaya? What's the meaning of enough? Can you give me another chance? No, Habibi, I have no time. You have no time now to I give you another chance. No, why? No, I can't. I gave you before a long life in your life. And you can't do anything. I gave you to come back again to me. But by the end of the day, no, Habibi, that's enough. Your life is finished. And that's why I have to be afraid. If I have no relationship with God until now, then I have to be afraid. And I have to change. I have to change from what? I have to change for any sin I have. I try. I know very well that it's hard on us to change. But at least let's try and see God we will do with us. And also the second motive is a hope. If I pass through in first line or the first way, the fear of God, and I have the fear of God in my heart, then I have the second way going by the hope. What's the hope? You can imagine when Saint John saw the heaven and he tried to to write everything about the heaven, to describe the heaven, to explain about the heaven. And really he couldn't. He tried to explain about everything in the heaven, but he couldn't. That's why he wrote every time, such as for example, the snow. The light, such as the sun. Because it's not, it's more. It's more beautiful. It's more beautiful to come to God, to go to God and to meet Him and to sit in the heaven and to see Him and to, what? To talk to Him. You can imagine, for example, now in the church, if Saint Mary come and sit down with us, what we will do? What will we do if Saint Mary now exactly come and sit down with us? Jesus Christ is here already. We are in the heaven. Jesus Christ is on the altar. And we talk to Him in all the Mass, in all the liturgy. And we have this opportunity to talk to Him. And Saint Mary with us. And the saint with us. And the Pope Carolus with us. And the angels and the archangels. You can imagine that if we will meet all of this, what hope we have. What hope we have. That's why we have to find also the other way that we have the hope to reach the heaven. The hope to reach the heaven. And that's why we have to find a solution. How to hope. Or the hope come by what? What exactly? The hope comes by hang on the promises of Jesus Christ. If I open the Bible and I read the Bible exactly, and I know what exactly Jesus Christ said to me, I know very well that he tried to prepare me to meet Him. He tried to tell me, okay, I'm waiting you, and I'm here with you all the day. And what you do exactly, I know Him. I know what you do. I know exactly what you do. That's why I have to understand that Jesus Christ is beside me all the day and second by second, and only He is waiting me to meet Him by the end of the day and to talk to Him during my life. And the hope is to be quiet, to be calm. In my life, He gives the peace. When I was in monastery, I asked my a father from a monk. He usually do the Mass early morning at 3 o'clock in the morning, 3:30. And I told him, Abuna, it's too hard on us because we have to attend the Tazbihan first, and to go direct to the Mass, and the Mass, for example, finish at 7:30, and we have to go direct to work in the monastery, for example. He told me a word, and still, he told me this from like more than 20 years. And this word is very important in my mind, like a lamp, like a light. Because I have to go to talk to God before the devils wake up. I have to take all the blessings and the grace from God before any fight from the devil. Then I have to start my day by talking to God because I trust God that He will give me the blessings and the grace. Then When I have to wake up, I have the hope to meet God. Then I raise my hand and raise my eyes and I talk to God. Please, God, be with me in this day. You are everything in my life, but I need to be with you, be with me. And I know very well He will be with me. The hope to give me the peace. The hope to give me the calm. The hope to give me everything in my life which is good in my life, to live with you, and also to fight the depression. The meaning of depression is exactly when a devil fights me and like he tried to tell me, there is no hope. What you need to do? You need to go back to God. You have no relationship with God. All your life are away from God. What you need exactly? There is no time, khalas. You have no time also to do it. You have no time to pray. Then, at this point, I have to fight him. No, أنا عندي ربنا أنا هو اللي هيحمي عني. This is my God. He will do everything for me. And this is what I have to fight him. The third way and the third motive is the love. And this is the short one, the short way to God. If I'm asking now all the people here, are you love God? And I think all we will reply without thinking, yes, we love God. But unfortunately, I will ask some questions. How we love God? I love God because I talk to him a lot, or I love God because, for example, if I talk about someone, he's not exist with us, for example, and a lot. أو كلم عن حد من وراء. Or I love God because أنا مش بحب الشخص ده. I hate this person. Or I love God because I have no time to pray. Or I love God because I have no time to read the Bible. Or I love God because I come to the church but maybe late because I have no time, for example, to wake up early. مش قادر أصحى الصبح. Or I love God because I lie. Or I love God because I do a lot. Anything or any sin, it's mean. I know we are weak and we talk about the weakness of the man. But the problem is I have to try to change. But the problem, if I'm going through and continue my sin a lot, it means that I have no love in my heart to God. Then I do everything in my life according to the love of God. Yani, if I'm come to the church because I love God, I need to see him. For example, if I give the poor man anything because I love God. If I'm go to visit someone, for example, in the hospital, because I love God. If I'm say the truth in my work, in my job, because I love God. If I am go to my room and close my door and pray to God, because I love him. And the love I give, this love is a very small love comparing by the love of God he gave me. That's why tomorrow, the Feast of the Cross. Then I'm looking only to the cross and I see Jesus Christ on the cross sacrifice himself and give me the infinity of love. And what I have to do? And I have to answer and reply on him, and I love you, my Lord. Then, if I need to change, only, look to the cross. Look to his hands, to his feet, to the head. Look how he is sacrificed himself to me, for all. And he give everything to us. He give the love, and I have to love him too. That's why it's written in, it's very important to know it, John 3:16. This is the core
of the Christianity, the poor of the Christianity. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence of the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended to the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again as born to judge living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life-giver, proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son's worship and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess and baptize the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the coming age. Ah, 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 ah.
يا اخواتي اسمحوني بس فحواني شليل فلوغيسون ايرن بار